You know what keeps corporate tax lawyers up at night? A groundbreaking case from Ireland that just turned decades of international tax practice on its head. And it all started with something as simple as employee stock options.
That's quite a bold statement. What makes this case so revolutionary?
Well, imagine you're running a multinational company and suddenly the rules you've been following for years about how to handle employee stock compensation get completely flipped around. This Irish subsidiary of a US company found itself in exactly that position, facing off against the Irish Revenue Commissioners over millions in disputed taxes.
So help me understand the core issue here. What exactly were they fighting about?
Here's where it gets interesting. The company had this cost-plus arrangement with its US parent. Pretty standard stuff in international business. But the real drama started when the Irish tax authorities insisted that stock-based awards given to employees should be counted as a cost, even though the US parent company was the one actually bearing all the financial risk.
That seems like quite a technical distinction. Why does it matter so much?
Well, you see, this isn't just about accounting entries. We're talking about fundamental principles of how international business operates. The Tax Appeals Commission basically said, look, just because something shows up in your books doesn't make it a real economic cost. That's huge in the world of transfer pricing.
From what I understand, this decision actually contradicts how other countries have handled similar cases.
Exactly right. And that's what makes this so fascinating. In Israel, for instance, they had the Conterra case, where they came to the completely opposite conclusion. It really shows how the global tax landscape is becoming more complex and, frankly, more unpredictable.
You know what's striking about this? It seems like we're seeing a shift in how traditionally tax-friendly jurisdictions are approaching these issues.
That's right. And here's a surprising statistic. In 2024 alone, we've already seen two major transfer pricing disputes in what were historically considered safe jurisdictions. Ireland and Mauritius. It's like the tax